From the yurt on Hampshire's campus, this is Morning Sedition, Hampshire's daily morning news show, telling you all the happenings on campus, pretty much straight off the Student Daily Digest, but so you don't have to read them. That's right here on Yurt Radio. I'm Grant.
I'm Sarah. Good morning. Today we have a high of 48 and a low of 27. Currently it is 37 degrees outside, partly cloudy with clouds for the rest of the day. It looks like it's going to be a nice day.
What a joy. Are you trying to get everybody drunk at your Div 3 reception? If you want alcohol there, you have to get an approved server. You can attend the next registration meeting on Tuesday, that's today at 6 p.m., in the Dean of Students' office. Additional meeting times are on the intranet. Check it out on your webmail.
The deadline for the nominations for the Student Ingenuity Award is April 3rd. You can catch the award criteria and all other information on how to nominate a student in your email.
If you're looking for CEL or CEL 1 credit or free donuts and coffee, the GEO, or Global Education Office, is trying to evaluate its website's usability and effectiveness. Coffee and donuts will be provided to all participants, so check that out. If you are graduating this year, you have to pre-order by April 16th for your cap and gown. There are no exceptions to this deadline, so I suggest you just start sewing your own right now, because you're not going to make that deadline.
Yeah, no. There will be a brief power internet outage on April 2nd at 6 a.m., so if you're trying to do work during a brief 10 to 15 minute window early in the morning on April 2nd, you're out of luck. Just wait about 10 minutes. It'll be great.
You can earn $5 by participating in a person's Div 3. Looking for eager participants to participate in a brief behavioral study. Should only take about 30 minutes at most. You can sign up, guess where? Yeah, you got it.
My email?
Yes.
No way. The Institute for Curatorial Practice will be holding info sessions this week. 2 days will be from 12 to 2. At the Magic Board in the library. There will also be one tomorrow, April 1st, from 12 to 2 in the Dining Commons. The staff will have information on summer programs, paid internships, application processes and deadlines, and all kinds of other great stuff.
Save a life! Save a life! Red Cross is coming to the RCC tomorrow. You can spend 45 minutes of your time and you can save up to 3 lives with your lifeblood and soul, which you donate to the American Red Cross and Hampshire College for a blood and soul drive on Wednesday. That's April 1st from 11 to 5 p.m. in the RCC, so please check that out.
There are plenty of people looking for housemates or modmates. Intentional housing communities with applications open include the Students of Color Mod, the Women of Color Mod, the Asian Heritage Mod, the Queer Mod, the Women's Spirituality Mod, and the Women's Empowerment Mod. So go check out your email. Go find these applications. Get in a mod.
There's a chess club meeting this Thursday at the bridge at 8 o'clock. All skill levels are welcome, but they'll take you down nonetheless.
The Hampshire Contemplative Passover Seder will be on April 6th at 5:45 in the Merrill Living Room. Bring a pillow and join them for a night of questions, storytelling, contemplation, and feasting. All are welcome.
The Ilyasa Shabazz Brunch Time Talk, as part of the Ask Symposium, Black Lives Matter, will be soon, hopefully. The brunch is hosting Dr. Betty Shabazz, hosting the daughter of Dr. Betty Shabazz and Malcolm X. She is a producer, an author, a motivational speaker, and she will be lecturing on the capacity audiences across the United States have for her work. Her coming of age Random House publication, Growing Up X, won critical acclaim, including an NAACP Image Award nomination, a BET Best Book List, and United Press International Book of the Week. Check her out, Ilyasa Shabazz. She knows what she's talking about. That's this Friday at 10:30 till noon in the East Lecture Hall in FPH. Food will be provided.
Today in the Merrill Living Room at 1 p.m., there will be a workshop entitled Supporting Survivors of Sexual Violence with Lisa Neal, Director of Spiritual Life, and the Peer Chaplains, and that is from 12 to 1:30. Actually, the formatting on that announcement got messed up. Learn how to support survivors of sexual violence in your communities. Lunch from Paradise of India will be provided.
Sun, sand, sex, and saving Africa? The Anthropology of Tourism in Africa is holding a discussion with Professor Rachel Ama-Assa Engman's class. It says it's at 9 in the morning, but I'm going to assume that's wrong. It's 9 in the evening. In FBH 108, that is tonight. That's a talk on the anthropology of tourism in Africa, entitled Sun, Sand, Sex, ... and Saving Africa? Question mark. FBH 108 at 9 in the evening. Check it out.
Today at 11 a.m., there will be a Black Women panel open to people of color with the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Opal Tometi. In this discussion, the panelists will share their work and journeys as Black women, speak on their experiences both personally and professionally throughout their organizing efforts in academia and within their communities. This is held as part of the 12th annual Ask for Social Justice program, Attitudes, Skills, Knowledge. The panel will be held at 11 a.m. in the main lecture hall of FPH today.
Are you about to graduate and are now experiencing a dark, gripping presence in your soul? Yes, that's the fact that you're going to have to go search for a job soon. Learn useful resources, networking tips, and how to get started and keep going until you find a place to land. This workshop is targeted at Div 3s and recent graduates. Cork is hosting it in their third floor library office at 4:30 p.m. today.
There will be a workshop with Intelligent Mischief's Christine DeJean and Terry Marshall called Creative Strategies for Direct Action, open to people of color. Learn basic skills in nonviolent direct action. They will explore strategic thinking, blockades, and direct action roles. This will be today at 2 p.m. on the second floor lounge of FPH.
It's not too late to land a summer internship. If you're not one of those Div 3s or recent graduates looking for a job now, you can get exploited for your cheap and free labor because you want to put something on your resume. Cork can help you do that at 4:30 tomorrow in their third floor office. Check it out.
There will be a screening of Black Trans Lives Matter with Black Trans Media, Sasha Alexander Perez, founder of Black Trans Media, and Olympia Perez, content director of Black Trans Media. That is a screening and discussion today in the East Lecture Hall of FPH at 4 p.m.
There is a visiting professor talk on social entrepreneurship. It's a candidate seminar for the Hampshire community. This one is being hosted by William Easterly, an author and New York University professor. He's a critic of what he calls bad aid, and he noted in a recent Time magazine article that, quote, "I'm sorry to be so unkind to someone who has good intentions, but you don't get a get-home free card just for having good intentions. You have to do things that make sense," unquote. And he talks about what things make sense when it comes to aid and how we should help out other countries who might not have as much. That is tomorrow in FBH room 106 at 11:30 in the morning. Again, FBH room 106 tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning.
There will be a candidate artist talk from the Five College Visiting Assistant Professor of Art and Technology, Lindsay French, today at 5 p.m. in the Ash 112 Lecture Hall.
Anarchism in Vermont, and the origins of America's first Red Scare. There will be a talk on how a small Vermont town became a center of anarchist activism and why these anarchists turned towards bombings and assassinations in the 1910s. You can learn more at the talk at 7 p.m. That is tonight in FPH Room 108. 7 p.m. tonight in FPH Room 108, Anarchism.
There will be a lecture today from Dr. David O. Stovall entitled Research from the Margins, Accountable Community Engagement Towards Solidarity and Justice. This talk approaches research from the perspective of critical race praxis, which challenges members of the research community to spend less time with abstract theories and more time on the ground with communities of color who are experiencing injustice. This talk is free and open to all. It will be at 6 p.m. at the UMass Amherst Lincoln Campus Center 165.
There is a workshop that is open to the community. Anyone is welcome. However, only 10 people who can stay for the entire workshop will be given supplies. Ooh, what is it? What is it? It is a wearable technology workshop. And you'll be provided with LilyPad development kit, which you can check out at sparkfun.com, and the correct USB cord, which is pretty important. And 3, food. You should bring your own if you want to participate in this workshop. Your own laptop, hopefully a charger, or bring it charged. With an Arduino already installed, you can install that at arduino.cc. Check all this out. Fabric and or clothing you'd like to create your first prototype on. Smiles and motivation to learn. That's in the airport lounge on Friday at 1 p.m. That is super exciting. You can email ahead of time and get in on that, but they didn't list an email. That's too bad.
I bet you could look up the student through the directory or type their name into the email.
Check it out in your webmail if that interests you, please.
Webmail. Webmail is life. Are you a Div 2 or a Div 3? Can you not organize your research to save your life? Well, that's what Zotero is for. And the library will be holding a workshop entitled Organizing and Storing Your Research in Zotero. It will be held at 3:30 on the third floor of the library in the Hillerbina Room on Thursday, April 2nd.
There's an improv comedy day entitled April Freaks Day. It's on Friday, April 3rd. That's this Friday in the FPH East Lecture Hall at 8 p.m. It's organized by the cutest little freaks in the universe. Check it out. They've got a Facebook event. You can email ANGS14 for more information.
In related college comedy news, the Five College Comedy presents Hampshire College. Bring your friends and enjoy an evening of up-and-coming comedians in the Valley, featuring both student and non-student comedians. It will be held at the Prescott Tavern at 9 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd.
Death Fest is coming, as I'm sure you've noted. It is this Saturday, April 4th. They have abstained from putting dead bodies all over the sidewalks this year, but we are expecting some other sort of sacrifice as advertisements. It's 6 p.m. FPH. Check it out. Dungeons and Dragons type thing. Semesterly role-playing is how they describe it, but there are snacks, and that's always worth it.
Snacks are worth dying for. The NS Friday talk will be a sci-fi short film screening this week. All are welcome, and pizza will be provided. It will be held in the Cole Science Center, room 333, 12 p.m. on April 3rd, this Friday.
Now for Lost and Found, things found in piles of snow recently as they've been melting. That includes a black iPhone with a cracked screen. That was found. That was found. And then we have two things lost into the pits of despair, including the vernal pool outside the yurt. That includes a black Nike backpack with a MYSA logo, Mass Youth Soccer Association. It's left at the RCC. And a gold inscription C chain. So if you're missing that kind of stuff, please help those people find it. This is Morning Sedition. We hope you enjoyed your quick and efficient Hampshire News every day at 8:30. I'm Grant.
I'm Sarah. Thank you for tuning in.